You all have copies?
Yep.
Have you got some?
Do I have some? Yes.
You may want to make them available.
They were in the package.
Yeah, I've got them.
The first ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period of validity of a preliminary subdivision plat. This amendment would extend the time of validity for a preliminary subdivision approval from 1 year to 3 years. Recognizing the fact that it is difficult to obtain all necessary agency approvals required for final approval within just 1 year.
Are there any questions for Mr. Lang? If not, upon the recommendation of planning and zoning, I will introduce that ordinance. Next one, Mr. Lang.
Second ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period of validity of an approval of a conditional use. Again, the county acknowledges that it is difficult to obtain all necessary state and local agency approvals for an approved conditional use within 1 year, as previously required, and subject to two possible time extensions. And with this amendment, the period of validity will be 3 years. Basically the same as what you just introduced.
Right. Are there any questions for Mr. Lang?
That would be a period of 3 years, but if they needed an extension, then...
There would be none.
Be none. Okay.
They would have to reapply.
Reapply. Fine. 3 years is it.
I think it's a good idea.
It's the end.
Right.
Okay. I will introduce that.
Third ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County entitled Subdivision of Land, to allow for the staff approval of major subdivisions containing three or fewer lots to be located along a new street.
A new street.
This ordinance amendment would allow, under certain limited conditions, the director to approve for recordation subdivision of three or fewer lots. It further defines those conditions while still allowing minor subdivisions and the division of agricultural lands. In this ordinance, we propose to add an additional definition of a major subdivision with staff approval. A subdivision of land involving three lots or less having direct frontage on a new 50-foot easement and or new street, or the extension of an existing 50-foot easement and or street, and on behalf of the director on behalf of the commission to have the authority to approve a major subdivision as a staff approval. Cluster developments would not be permitted to be used under this method. Subdivision containing more than three lots cannot utilize easements in lieu of streets.
An easement meaning less than 50 feet?
No, still 50 foot still required.
If they had a 50-foot easement, that...
Typically, an easement would be, you've got a certain size parcel and you run a 50-foot easement across your land, but it's not taken out of your assessment of your acreage.
That would not be permitted.
Your parcel stays the same, but it would be an easement across your land to get to a rear parcel, typically.
Right. That would not be okay.
Right. It could be under the minor clause, but not the major.
Okay.
One of the conditions would be, and we've added... that DelDOT has issued a driveway entrance permit for the access from a recorded easement previously created. We've included under preliminary conference the Department of Transportation, which we did anyway, so we can't act on a minor without or major without their approval. So we made reference to the Department of Transportation. Then we have to provide a method whereby a person could apply. They apply. We have to send notices to adjoining property owners within a specified distance. And if one of those individuals requested a public hearing, then we would have a public hearing. It's a similar process to what DENREC does for wetlands and Sebago's land section. They put out public notice, they let it set for 30 days or whatever, and then if anyone asked for a public hearing would be scheduled. That way it's not... the neighbors get the opportunity to speak up front before we would act on the subdivision.
Any other questions for Mr. Lang? All three of these ordinances are an attempt to try to lighten the burden on planning and zoning's meeting schedules. Currently, we're 16 to 20 months out before a public hearing can occur for an application. And it's the goal, I believe, of this council to shorten that time period.
Yeah, but you're looking at a subdivision. I know it's small, but if people don't, for some reason, see the sign, or if they live outside of the area that was mailed to, it can be approved without a without a public hearing.
This is true.
It's true. Could be.
But what they are approving is a permitted use in that district. Like the AR district would mean a minimum lot would be an acre and a half, right?
Three quarters.
Huh?
Three quarters.
I mean, that's what I meant, three quarters of an acre. So if somebody had a three quarter acre lot and parceled it off, and they did three of them, they could go in and get this done without a public hearing.
At the discretion. Yeah, well, they could be if no one objected to it. The director still has the opportunity to refer
to
the commission or ask for a public hearing. And the commission does also.
The scenario would be then, Lars, somebody couldn't just come in one day, go to the counter, get it done, and walk out.
No.
How long it goes to in front of you?
We would have to establish a time frame for that notice to be sent to the residents in the immediate area.
So you would notify?
We have. It's a condition of the ordinance that's proposed.
Okay. So
I have a question about the easements. If it's an easement's needed to get to a lot in the back of the little subdivision, whatever happens to that land? Who owns that?
Well, if it's an easement, typically it's the person that's creating the parcel is going to create an easement across
mm-hmm.
their own lands.
Mm-hmm.
And they and the property owner that's being created, lots are being created, will be responsible to maintain. And that's a statement that we require anytime we approve a minor subdivision off an existing street. They have to state who's going to maintain it.
So you take the properties and join them at the middle of the road? Is that what you do?
No, it could be totally off. Let's say Mr. Phillips wanted to create a lot to the rear
mm-hmm.
of his property, and he creates a 50-foot easement to get to that lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then he or that party is responsible for maintenance, and typically both. But occasionally, most of the time, it's the seller that takes responsibility because it's on their land. And it runs in perpetuity. It can't be abandoned because it's the access to that new parcel.
Mm-hmm.
You can't create a landlocked parcel by state law.
Mm-hmm. And they do sign that agreement?
Right.
The people
has to be notarized on survey.
But some of the old subdivisions, there's a question about who even owns these roads.
There's some that are dedicated to public use only for the purpose of getting a state representative to fund improvements to the street, and then nobody's responsible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The state won't take over maintenance, but they do. They want it to be dedicated to public use to allow that to happen.
Now.
And then still privately maintained, basically.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Lank? If not, at the request of Planning and Zoning for our consideration of this change, I'll introduce that ordinance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lamb. It is beyond the 11 o'clock scheduled time for a public hearing. I will turn the meeting over to Mr. Griffin.
This is the time and place advertised for a hearing regarding the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District for the Double Bridges annexation. We will begin this here.